Unit 9. Everybody can help the environment. Part 1. Warming up.
Keywords. Food. Water. Bottle. Products. Petrol.
Public transportation.
Wood. Aerosols. Conservation issues. Rubbish. Energy. Nature reserves.
Vocabulary. Organic. Unleaded. Ivory. Species. Aerosol. CFC. Reserve.
You're going to hear a list of 19 practical ideas. All of them can help the environment. Supply the missing words.
Buy fresh food that doesn't need a lot of packaging.
Try to buy organic fruit and vegetables from farmers who don't use chemicals.
Save as much water as possible.
Use products that won't stay forever in the earth or sea when you throw them away.
Use bottles more than once or take them to a bottle bank.
Try to save paper. Also, buy and use recycled paper as often as possible.
Avoid throwaway products.
Make sure that your family and friends use unleaded petrol in their cars.
Don't buy products, fur or ivory, for example, made from rare or protected species.
Use public transportation as often as possible.
If you're buying wood, don't choose hardwood from tropical rainforests.
Look for aerosols which haven't got any CFCs in them.
Don't buy hamburgers or pizzas in plastic boxes which contain CFCs.
Use batteries as little as possible. It takes 50 times more energy to make them than they produce.
Don't leave on electric lights, TV, hi-fi, etc. if you're not using them.
Find out more about conservation issues in your area. Are there any woods or fields in danger, for example?
Try to throw away at least 25% less rubbish.
Help old people in your area to insulate their homes. This saves energy and helps to keep them warm in winter.
Visit any local nature reserves or zoos.
Such new firms as International Harvester, the American Telephone and Telegraph Company, and General Electric. Like today, she says, there was a sense of limitless possibility.
What always happened in the past is that you had these huge boom times. You had this huge movement of entrepreneurialism, which always trickled down to the whole population and really moved the American standard of living up a notch.
Hopefully, she says, today's entrepreneurial boom will have similar results.
A lot. it's one step in a combination of things. The other kinds of things that we can all be doing are being much more conscious about how we use energy in our home, whether we're buying fuel-efficient cars and products, whether we're using styrofoam when we don't have to be, whether we're turning out light bulbs when we leave the room, and just a variety of personal actions like recycling that we need to start thinking about and doing more.
B. Now listen to the whole report. Answer the questions with key words.
Campaign California Relief, as in LEAF, was kicked off recently with a party in San Francisco's Washington Square Park, thrown by a coalition of 7 urban forestry groups. The focus of the party was the planting of a single tree, the first of 20 million to be planted in 40 California cities over the next decade. The tree planting campaign is an attempt to deflate what's being called the greenhouse effect. Scientists believe that the Earth is getting warmer because of an accumulation of carbon dioxide in the air. Trees take carbon dioxide out of the air. Martin Rosen is the director of the Trust for Public Land, the organization that is coordinating the statewide tree planting effort.
Time is not neutral. We are so rapidly depleting the atmosphere. We are so rapidly changing climate that unless we start now, the situation may well become irreversible.
Some movie stars were on hand for the tree planting ceremony. Actor Peter Coyote served as the master of ceremonies.
Unless the environmental movement comes into everybody's life in real simple activities, it's not going to work. Planting a tree is real simple. So I wanted to participate in something that was really accessible to the citizen, to just to everyday people, to children. But as citizens, we can do a lot.
After Peter Coyote introduced a few speakers and a couple of songs were sung, the ceremony moved over to a corner of the park where a group of youngsters planted a copper beech tree. Isabel Wade is the state coordinator for Campaign California Relief. Wade says the tree plantings are important because they will help clean up the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, improve the environment, and make neighborhoods more attractive. But Isabel Wade cautions it isn't enough.
It's one step in a combination of things. The other kinds of things that we can all be doing are being much more conscious about how we use energy in our home, whether we're buying fuel-efficient cars and products, whether we're using styrofoam when we don't have to be, whether we're turning out light bulbs when we leave the room, and just a variety of personal actions like recycling that we need to start thinking about and doing more.
Isabel Wade also says she'd love to see everyone in California's urban areas take the time to plant one tree and take care of the ones that are already growing.
Recycling. Key words. Recycling. Three keys.
Vocabulary. Dispose. Laminated. Complacent. Cognizant. Caustic. Incur. Lag. Crucial.
A. Listen to a short talk about recycling. Complete the outline.
We hear it a lot in the news these days. Recycle newspapers and save a tree. Collect bottles and cans so they can be reused in the manufacturing of new products. Let's use paper as an example. The first step is to raise public awareness about the recycling process explain the kinds of materials that can be recycled, and provide ways on how to properly dispose of them. Local governments should educate the public on how to properly sort reusable materials from those like waxed paper, carbon paper, plastic laminated material such as fast food wrappers that can't be recycled very easily. Then, a system of collecting these sorted materials needs to be established. Sometimes we become complacent when it comes to recycling. But when you speak in terms of actual facts and figures that everyone can understand, people become more cognizant of the problem. I remember reading one time that the energy saved from one recycled can provide enough power to operate a television for 3 hours. Give the public information they can grasp, and then you will increase your chances of gaining followers. Second, technological progress has been made on many fronts. One breakthrough has been the development of a new manufacturing process to help remove ink from paper in more energy-efficient and environmentally safe methods. Recycling paper materials can be expensive in both monetary and environmental terms. The difficulty in removing print from paper, the amount of energy expended during the process, and caustic waste that is sometimes produced are costs that companies incur that are then passed on to the consumer. The final key is to increase demand for the growing surplus of resources waiting to be recycled. This problem has appeared in various regions of the world where the technology to process the used materials lags far behind the amount being collected for recycling. Recycling is a crucial link protecting our planet. The three keys mentioned are important ways to achieve
San Francisco to be the king of quacks. He got people all around the country to send in drops of their blood, along with quite a few dollars.
He put the drops of blood in the machine, had his chauffeur stand on the plate that was connected to the machine, and by thumping on his chauffeur's stomach, he could tell what was wrong with the person who sent the drops of blood in. After he fiddled around with these numbers and so forth, he diagnosed everybody who sent him the blood sample in as having cancer and syphilis. But he had a cure for only $100.
One respectable company that made refrigerators, automobiles, and television sets also built the Extravac machine to cure baldness. It's a cabinet attached to a metal skull cap by a rubber hose.
Part 2.
Movies and Music. A. 1. You are going to hear a report about a very successful Hollywood film, Aaron Brockovich. Listen carefully. Match column A with column B. 2. Listen again. Complete the following summary about Aaron Brockovich.
Julia Roberts is earning raves from critics for her new drama based on the true story of the woman who fought a corporation.
Marketing and those skills that you need when you're starting up a business. And this year we'll start up about 3,700 new businesses. For example, the window cleaners for young men from Birmingham. I mean, they're just embarking and that business may grow or it might just keep them in employment. But that's a great success in itself.
They seem a lot more open-minded. They don't seem to be able to be led as much today as maybe kids of, you know, my age group, the 60s and 70s.
Young people need, more than anything, an opportunity these days. They need an opportunity to take on a personal challenge.
9. To lag far behind.
The technology to process the used materials lags far behind the amount being collected for recycling.